Hello, everyone. This is your host, Keith, and it is time once again for the 30-minute episodes of Lum and Abner. Dateline 1939. Get ready for news. From an undated article of the Pine Ridge News, it is no novelty now to see so many strangers driving up to our neighbor Dick Huddleston's store and say, "Hello, Dick. I told you I would come to Pine Ridge, didn't I?" Last week, visitors from the following states were noticed: Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, Ohio, Oregon, Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, and Alabama. Dateline, February 8th, 1939. Lum and Abner acknowledge recognition. Radio stars write to Representative Ruales to acknowledge the recognition of House resolution. It was an unexpected surprise. Recently, the Arkansas House of Representatives passed a resolution by Representative Roy Reales of Polk County honoring Lum and Abner for their radio work in advertising Arkansas. Dateline, February 9th, 1939. Pine Ridge to tender honorary degree to Andy Devine. To receive honors from President Lum Edwards. Ceremony to be broadcast. Lum and Abner add a distinguished alumnus to their Pine Ridge University on Friday night, February 10th. During their broadcast that evening, the first of their personal awards for outstanding service will be made. The honor goes to Andy Devine, gravel-voiced comic of radio and movies, President Lum Edwards of the university, who isn't quite sure what his visitor is noted for, has decided that he is safe in conferring the degree of Doctor of Articulation in the field of public speaking to receive his diploma. Other well-crowned guests will visit the two old fellows on future programs to be awarded diplomas. Dateline, February 15th, 1939. Lum and Abner and Farm Program. Lum and Abner, Arkansas's famous radio team, will dedicate one of their Jot'em Down store programs to the American Farm Bureau Federation this month. Executive Secretary Waldo Frazier of the Arkansas Farm Bureau Federation has notified G.A. Lewis, president of Polk County Farm Bureau. The program will be heard over the Columbia Broadcasting System. The following states were represented here this past week: Georgia, Indiana, Alabama, Missouri, Tennessee, North Carolina, Minnesota, Ohio, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Kentucky, Texas, Kansas, and Louisiana. February 23rd, 1939. The horse from the Lum and Abner Stables wins at Santa Anita. Racing results at the Santa Anita Racetrack in California Tuesday had special interest for more than one MENA resident because of the fact that entries included horses from the L&A Stables. This combination stands for the partnership of Chester H. Locke and Don Amici in ownership of race horses. Their stable of racers had entries in two races on the Tuesday program, according to a message received from Santa Anita by C.H. Locke. One of the pair finished first. This was in the fourth race when Alice Pay galloped home ahead of all the rest. In the seventh race, Playback, another of the horses owned by the Radio Stars, was evidently a possible also-ran. That's what was in the news at this time in 1939 for our friends Lum and Abner. And in case I haven't already said it, don't forget to check out our friends on the Facebook group, Lum and Abner Radio Fan Group. There's lots of fans there who just love to talk about Lum and Abner, and they'll be glad to talk to you and answer questions you may have. Check them out. And don't forget the National Lum and Abner Society's official webpage, lumandabner.org. Back to the show.
Lum wants to make a Valentine for Rowena, February 13, 1949.
The Lum and Abner Show on the air for Frigidaire. Frigidaire, a division of General Motors, presents a brand new comedy show starring Lum and Abner.
Lum, why don't you quit pawing through all them valentines and just buy one? You're worse than a half-growed adolescent.
Well, Abner, I'm trying to find a fancy one. I don't want Miss Rowena to think I'm cheap, do I?
No. She's bound to find it out sooner or later, though.
I want to get one that'll show her exactly how I feel about her. Let her know what my true intentions are.
Oh, well, here's one right here she wants. Says, when you are old, too old to mention, I'll be glad to share your old age pension.
No.
Well, Lum, she's about ready to start drawing on that thing.
No, I don't want nothing like that. I want an extra fancil special one. Say, miss.
Yeah?
Have you got any with lace on them?
Oh, yeah. And they're different, too. They got plastic arrows sticking in them.
Oh?
You see, here's one right here. It's the prettiest Valentine we got.
Well, my grannies, that's what I want right there. Yeah, there ain't nothing too good for Miss Rowena. The sky's the limit. How much is it?
35 cents.
All right, rough it up. 35 cents for that pile of junk?
Oh, now, Lum, don't start that price haggling.
Such prices, though, they're outrageous. They're absorbent.
Yeah, they got plastic arrows in them, too.
Young lady, ain't you never heard of the antitrust laws?
Lum, I'll loan you the 35 cents.
You keep out of this. Why, before I'd pay that, I'd make my own Valentine.
Why, you couldn't do that, Lum.
I don't know why not. All it takes is a little paper, paste, and a few brains.
Well, I doggies, you ought to be able to do it, then. You got some paper and paste, and just about as few brains as anybody I ever did.
America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Yes, any way you look at it, America's number one refrigerator is Frigidaire. Number one in popularity. For more Frigidaire refrigerators serve in more American homes than any other make. Number one in thrilling new advantages, as you can see for yourself at any Frigidaire dealers. And number one in dependability. For Frigidaire refrigerators are made only by General Motors. And this association of experience, of skill, is your guarantee of lasting satisfaction. So when it comes to a new refrigerator for your home, remember this. The first name you think of is the right one to buy. Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator.
Abner, come here a second. I need your help.
Oh, now, Lum, you're the one that's making that Valentine, not me. Now.
Well, all I want you to do is just help me find something that'll rhyme with Miss Rowena.
How about hyena?
Abner, this is supposed to be romantic and gay and happy.
Oh, well, make it a laughing hyena then.
Yeah, that'd sound nice, wouldn't it? Oh, happy Valentine, my lady fair Rowena. You remind me of a laughing hyena.
That does sound nice.
It does not. I gotta have something that means something. Something a little more meaty than that.
Meaty? Oh, well, I know just a thing. Oh, happy Valentine, my lady fair Rowena. Let's me and you go hand in hand like sauerkraut and wiener.
Abner, if you don't mind, I'll work this out for myself.
Say, here's another thing you might use, Mom.
I don't care to hear it.
Oh, happy Valentine, my lady fair Rowena. Judging from your size, you've ate too much farina.
All right, just get away and let me finish this.
Hey, what's that you're painting there?
That's a heart with a R.A. sticking in it. What'd you think it was?
I thought somebody'd shot a first baseman's mitt.
All right, Smarty, go on. Get away from me before... Dad, blame it. Now, look, you made me spill red paint on my pants.
Lom, I never even touched you.
Well, you made me nervous. It's your fault. Now these pants are ruined, and they cost $8.95.
Yeah, but just think, you're saving 35 cents on a Valentine.
Oh, shut up. And hand me that tin cup. It's got paint remover in it.
Yeah, you want me to pour it on your pants?
No, just rub some of it on.
All right. There.
Did it remove the spots?
Yep, removed it right down to the skin.
Oh, my goodness, now you sure enough ruined.
Well, you told me to do it.
Just get away from me. You've got me so unstrung, I don't hardly know what I'm doing. Let's see now. I reckon I better cut out some lace work here.
Lomp, why don't you just borrow 35 cents from me and go...
No.
Oh.
This is a lesson in thrift and economy. Oh! Abner, help me. I've cut myself.
You don't need any help. Looks to me like you're doing a pretty good job of it.
Abner, call the doctor. Get some bandages. Hurry, there's blood all over the floor.
That's red paint.
It is not.
Well,
hurry
your
up.
Your blood's half kerosene, then.
I can't stand the sight of blood. I'm going to faint. Get me some water. I'm going to faint.
Wait. Here, hurry. Drink that. Drink it.
Oh, you idiot. That's the paint remover.
Oh, my goodness alive.
Now I'm poisoned. Abner, do something. You just going to let me sit here and die?
Would you rather stand up?
Abner, get a doctor. Get somebody. Do something.
Wait a minute. There comes Ben Withers. Maybe he'll know what to do.
Of all times for him to come over.
Good morning.
Doggies, I'm glad you're here, Ben. Lum just poisoned himself.
Fine.
Look, Ben, I swallowed some paint remover. Have you got any idea at all what to do in an emergency like this?
Well, nice stars I ought to. I was an alternate air raid warden all during the last war, and I was the best pupil in the first aid class. I only missed one lesson in the whole course.
Well, what do you do about swallowing poison?
That's the lesson I missed.
That's fine. Just great.
I wish you'd broken your leg. I got a gold star on that lesson.
Abner, will you figure out some way to get me to a hospital or a doctor or something?
Well, now, wait, Lum. Let's not do anything hasty. I recall a case over in Mount Ida where a man drank some paint remover by mistake. He thought it was kerosene.
Well, hurry up. Tell me, Ben, what did it do for him?
Yes. His name was Osbert Stackpool. Awfully nice fellow.
I don't care how nice he is. What did they do for him?
His wife, Mrs. Stackpool, a rather large woman with reddish black hair.
Ben, what did she do for Osbert?
Oh, everything. Washed his clothes.
I don't mean that. What'd she do after he'd taken the paint remover?
Oh, yes. Well, she was very quick-witted and quickly mixed up an antidote and gave that to him.
Well, what was in the antidote?
I haven't the slightest idea. But let me jump on the long-distance telephone and I'll ask her.
Yeah, and for goodness sakes, hurry it up. And don't talk no longer than you have to. Them calls cost money.
How did this accident happen?
Mom was showing me how easy it is to save 35 cents by making your own Valentine.
All right, Abner, you can just hash that up. You might have a little more consideration for a man that's dying.
Hello, Mamie. I wish you'd rush an emergency call through to Mount Ida for me. I want to talk to Mrs. Osbert Stackpool. No, I don't know the address, but it's the pink house with a lilac bush in front. You can't... No, I believe it's an oleander bush.
What difference does it make?
Yes, I'll hold the wire. So you're making a valentine, eh, Lum?
Ben, I don't feel like talking now.
I recall a rather unique valentine I once made for Myrtle Travers. I made it out of a polished brake drum, pounded into the shape of a heart. On it lay engraved this inscription: tenderest valentine greetings to the sweetest girl in the world from the entire gang at the Ajax Bottling Works. Hello, Mrs. Stackpole.
Thank goodness he's got her.
No, this is Ben Weathers. Yes. Just fine. How's Hazel?
Ben, don't visit. I'm a dying man.
Say, Mrs. Stackpole, there's a fellow over here who swallowed paint remover. And... how's that? Who wants to talk to me? Well, put her on.
Ben, don't talk to nobody else.
My star's alive. Mrs. Gunnarsson is over there.
Who's Miss Gunnarsson?
I don't know. Hello, Mrs. Gunnarsson. Well, I'm happy to meet you, too.
Ben, hurry up. I ain't got long to live.
Why, yes, Mrs. Gunnarsson, I'd love to join. Where do I send my dollar?
Oh, Ben, for pity's sakes, hurry.
Two members? Well, yes, I can give you two names right now. Abner Peabody and Lut. No, you better not count on the other one.
Ben, would you get Mrs. Stackpool back on the phone and get that antidote? I ain't gonna last much longer.
Say, Mrs. Gunnarsson, I'd like to talk to Mrs. Stackpool again. There's a man here who's dying. Thank you. She's getting Mrs. Stackpool for me.
Abner, get a wet rag and put it on my head.
Oh, Lom, stop putting on. You never drunk enough of that stuff to hurt you.
I did, too. Look, my eyes are starting to blur.
Well, no wonder you got paste smeared all over your glasses.
Hello, Mrs. Stark. Huh? Well, my stars, how are you, Waldo?
Waldo, how'd he get in there?
Well, this is Mrs. Stackpool's nephew from Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
I don't care if he's from Mars. Get Mrs. Stackpool.
How's that, Waldo? Just a minute, I'll ask him. Lum, what brand of paint remover did you swallow?
I don't know. I think it was Acme.
Hello, Waldo. Acme. Just a minute. Lum, Waldo says Cloverleaf brand is 2 cents cheaper.
I don't care. Just get Mrs. Stackpool.
Mom, I can't hear with you jabbering all the time. Hello, Mrs. Stackpool. Say, can you remember that antidote that you gave to Osbert after he swallowed that paint remover? How much gunpowder?
Gunpowder?
Well, they do blast it out of you.
Well, much obliged, Mrs. Stackpool. Say hello to Hazel. Goodbye.
Well, hurry up, then. What did she say?
Here's what she gave Osbert: some mustard, ground-up chalk, alum, a pinch of gunpowder, and seasoning to taste.
Did you get that, Adam? Make me up a batch of it as fast as you can.
Yeah, all right. What color chalk do you like?
I don't know. Just hurry it up. Ben, how long did it take this antidote to straighten Osbert out?
Practically immediately. In fact, they had the funeral that afternoon.
Abner, get that anecdote away from me. You heard what it done to Osbert.
Yeah, but maybe it'll work on you, Lum. Besides, if you're going to die anyway, you ain't got nothing to lose.
Abner, take that junk away.
All right, I will if you'll cut out all this prattle-prattle about being poisoned. You never taken enough of that paint remover to kill a mosquito.
I did, too. Now get out the truck and rush me to a hospital.
Lum, if that stuff was going to kill you, it would have did it by now.
No, this is sort of a slow death.
Well, in that case, maybe you got time to walk to the hospital.
Now, listen. Oh, my goodness, there comes Mr. Niles. If he ever gets on the subject of Frigidaires, I never will get to a doctor.
Well, howdy, Mr. Niles.
Hello, Abner. Say, Lum, I hear you're making your own Valentine's this year, so
I'd rather you didn't bring that up, Mr. Niles.
So I thought of a little verse you might use, something that will prove a lasting remembrance.
Yeah, well, right now,
How about this? The outlook of your life will change when you get a Frigidaire electric range. How's that?
Oh, that's sweet. What Lum had in mind was a lady.
Abner, don't encourage him. Well, that's just what I had in mind, Abner. Just think what happens to the lady of the house when a Frigidaire electric range is installed. Say one of those new RK-70s. Now there's a range. The whole outlook of that lady's life will change. Why, right from the very first time she uses a Frigidaire electric range, she'll notice a new freedom. There won't be any oven watching. The temperature controls are so accurate, baked goods turn out just wonderful. And she doesn't even have to hang around the house to cook a whole meal. All she does is set the Cookmaster oven clock control, and the oven turns on and off automatically at just the time she sets it. And she can spend the whole day shopping or doing whatever she wants.
That's great, but feel my head. I'm feverish, Mr. Niles. I'm getting hotter every minute. We got to think of something fast.
Well, now, could you think of anything that gets hotter faster than those Frigidaire radiant tube units? And the big even heat oven in the Frigidaire electric range is big enough for a party turkey with plenty of room left over for other things. Lum, there's just nothing like that Frigidaire electric range.
I agree with you, Mr. Niles, but I'm a dying man. I've got to get to a hospital. Come on, Abner.
Oh, wait. What about your Valentine?
You go ahead and finish it.
Yeah, it starts out, "Oh, happy Valentine to you, my lady fair Rowena."
Oh, that's a cinch. There's no electric range that's like the Frigidaire.
Well, Granny, that don't even rhyme.
Well, I know, but can you think of a better place for a plug? So long.
Can't you get this truck to go any faster? You've got to get me to a hospital before it's too late.
Well, I'm afraid there's something wrong with it, Lum. The motor sounds kind of peculiar. Just listen to that. It stopped, didn't it?
Naturally. There, it's out of gas.
Well, we ain't but a half a block from that gas pump in front of Luke Spear's lunchroom. Come on, we can push it down there.
That's just dandy. That's just what a fella in my condition needs, a little exercise.
Yeah, it's downhill after you get up there. Let's go, come on. Let's push it.
Granny's here. I am a dying man. I got to help push the truck to take me to the hospital. I bound you I'll even have to help carry my own coffin.
Well, that's awful thoughty of you to offer, but I doubt if you'll feel much like it.
For goodness sakes, there comes Sister Simpson. Oh, this is the worst day I've ever had.
Hey, Lum, how far are you fellas are going?
Not very far at this rate. Push, Abner.
Yeah, come on, Sister Simpson.
Well, I just got to get to the bank at the county seat. It's terrible important. Just look at this note I got in the mail.
Yeah, let me see it.
Abner, we ain't got time to stand in the middle of the road and read personal mail.
Oh, my goodness, listen to this, Lum. Leave $1,000 in unmarked bills near the oak tree in your backyard or you'll be kidnapped.
Kidnapped?
Yes, sir. Now hurry up and get me to the bank.
You going
to
draw out $1,000 for the kidnappers?
No, just enough to buy me a new dress to have on when he gets there.
Well, you'll have to wait till we get some gas.
Oh, Law, I can't wait that long. I got to get a going. A girl don't get a chance like this every day. So long.
All right, Abner, help me push this thing.
Well, you're doing all right. Facts is, we're here. Hey, Law, stop pushing. We're here. Don't go past the place.
Oh, I feel terrible. You better talk to Luke. In my condition, I don't think I can face that ornery little woman. I believe he deliberate gets up in the morning on the wrong side of the bed.
Well, yeah. When he gets up in the morning, he is pretty mad. But after he's been up a few hours, why, he's just downright mean.
All right. Gonna break your arm off of honking that thing.
Well, howdy, Luke.
What do you want?
Want some gas.
Ethel?
Huh?
Ethel?
You need new glasses, Luke. I'm Abner.
You want ethyl gasoline?
Oh, I don't know. Do we, Lum?
It don't make no difference. Just get any kind and let's get going.
All right, make it ethyl.
Ain't got none.
Huh?
I just got one pump. I can't carry every kind of gas.
Well, put in whatever kind you got.
If I stock up on ethyl, everybody wants plain. If I stock up on plain, everybody wants ethyl. From now on, if you trade this me, you'll take what's in that there pump right there.
Well, that's fine. Put it in.
It ain't ethyl.
I don't care.
Okay, I just wanted to get it straight. Now you don't have to get mad about it.
I sure picked a fine day to die.
If you'd have waited till Saturday, you could have rode in on the milk truck.
How many?
5.
Oh, you better take 10, then I won't have to be running out here every 5 minutes.
Yeah, Lom, you can afford 10 gallons. You're saving 35 cents on your Valentine.
Oh, shut up.
Are you sure you ought to be driving in your condition?
Well, if I left it up to you, I never would get to the hospital.
Well, I doggies don't drive so fast.
I've got to. I'm dying.
Well, that's all right for you, but be more careful with me. I've got to drive the truck back, you know.
Abner, I ain't made a will, but there's something I want you to have. $26,500.
Oh, Lum, $26,000? Well, Lum, you ain't got that kind of money.
No, but I will have. That's what the jackpot is on that radio show, Singing Again. And I've got a special new clue.
You have?
Yeah, and if anything happens to me, I want you to have it. So listen close now. This is the clue. The Phantom left the university with a Bachelor of Laws degree.
Oh, well, they'll never miss it.
No, Andrew, that's the clue. Who do you keep waving at back there?
Oh, some feller keeps waving at us. He's on a motorcycle.
Yeah, well, just... Motorcycle? Oh, my goodness, that's a policeman.
Well, he sure is a friendly one. I believe he's signaling for us to stop, Law. More than likely, he's lonesome.
You idiot, why didn't you tell me he was following us?
Right, just what do you think you're doing? Testing rocket ships?
No, sir. You see, we were just
because this is a two-lane highway, you don't have to try to drive in both of them at the same time.
Well, look, I
was... dog is, Mr. Officer, you can't arrest Lom. He ain't responsible for the way he's driving. He's been drinking paint remover.
I don't doubt it. Some of them will drink anything.
Look, officer.
Can't you see them speed limit signs along the road?
Now, you can't arrest him for that, neither. He forgot his glasses, and without them, he can't see 2 feet in front of him.
Admiral, will you stay out of this?
Let's see your driver's license.
Well,
what's the matter? Is it expired?
Of course it ain't expired. They never give him one.
Abner, will you hash up?
He's tried time and time again to get one, but there's a dad blame for snicking.
Abner, keep quiet.
Well, it grieves me no end that you've been treated so vituperously.
Huh?
In fact, it grieves me so much that I'm giving you a ticket here that'll admit you free to the finest cell in the county jail.
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't do this to me. Do you understand? You can't do this to me.
They can't do this to you, huh?
I'll get us out.
Oh, sure. Just like you saved 35 cents on that Valentine. So far, it's cost you an $8 pair of pants, a long-distance phone call, 10 gallons of gas, and now this will more likely cost another $10 or $15 to get us out of jail.
No, it won't. And we'll be out of here before you know it. You heard what I told that jailer.
Oh, yes. You scared him so bad it was all he could do to throw us both in here and lock the door.
All right, you notice he said he'd get us a lawyer when I demanded one.
Oh, yes.
Quick as the lawyer gets here, we'll be out of this potato cellar in 5 minutes. They can't put a dying man in the witness box.
No, they generally use pine.
Now, where's the party that wanted a lawyer?
Right in here, sir.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness, it's Durwood Zinkerfoot.
Oh.
My sakes, Mr. Ed Borden, Mr. Pear Blossom. Yeah, it certainly is a small world that has no turning. Yeah, I mean, it's a long worm that the early bird, or the a bird in the clink is. What are you birds in the clink for?
Well, it all started when I swallowed some poison and.
Poison, huh? Why, I handled a case like that about 6 months ago. My client was accused of poisoning her husband. And to prove her innocent, I had her drink the rest of the so-called poison, sit down, and calmly look at the jury.
What happened?
As far as I know, she's still sitting there, calmly looking at the jury.
Yeah, well, look, Mr. Zinkerfoos, we was arrested for speeding and not stopping when we heard the siren.
Yes. Well, now, you can get off with a $5 fine, or we can fight it.
Better just pay the $5.
No, let's fight it. I need the work. Now, then, let's see. Let's lie out a file of case. Let's fly out a case, bare our faces and make up. Let's make up a pack of bare-face lies.
On second thought, maybe we better just pay the fine.
No, I'll get you off. Why didn't you stop when you heard the siren?
Well, we couldn't hear it on account of the cutout on the truck.
Cutout? Oh, that's bad. That'll cost you $10 for having one of those.
Uh-oh.
Well, now, it ain't a real store-bought cutout. It's just a homemade one that I won from Barrel Leg Crockett matching pennies with him.
Oh, gambling, huh? Yeah, we'll build a good case out of this yet. According to my bookie, according to my statute books, the minimum fine for that is $50.
$50? Well, now, wait, can't we just go back and pay the first fine and let it go?
No, this case is just getting big enough for me to handle now. Now, let's see. Yeah, how long have you been in the gambling racket?
Well, now, wait a minute. You can't actually call that gambling. Barrel Legs Crockett is just a kid of a boy. He ain't but 9 year old.
Nine, huh? Enticing a minor into a game of chance.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Well, now, the only thing for you to do is plead guilty. Maybe you can get off with a $100 fine and 5 years in a pen.
But, Mr. Zinkerfoos...
And my advice to you is get yourself a good criminal lawyer. This case has gotten too big for me.
I don't see what you're laying there moaning and taking on so fur. You're back home, you're nice and comfort in your own bed, and the doctor at the hospital just charged you $15.
Just $15?
That's what he done.
Abner, will you please go away and let me suffer in peace?
Well, now, Lum, you oughtn't to feel that way about it. The judge was awful good to you, too. He suspended your sentence. Just fined you $75.
Abner, I want to be alone.
Oh, all right.
Bob, I got good news. I made another call to Mount 80, and I got a better antidote for you. Doesn't call for any gunpowder at all.
Look, Ben, I...
Calls for a tablespoon of crushed rock instead.
Fine.
And the best part of it is, those two long-distance calls will only cost you $8.46.
Oh, that reminds me, Lum. I took your pants over, and they're patching them for you for $9.50.
Look, will you two varmints get out of here?
Yeah, all right. Dogger, I don't know what you're so grouchy about. Come on, Ben, let's go. Let's get out.
Wait a minute, Abner. Come back here a minute.
Yeah, sure. What is it you want now?
Look, Abner, I want you to run down to the drugstore for me.
What, do you want me to get some medicine?
No, I want you to lend me 35 cents and buy me that Valentine for Miss Rowena.
And Abner will be back in just a moment, but first, here is an important question. When you buy a refrigerator, you expect it to make cold, quickly, inexpensively, dependably, don't you? Then when you choose a new refrigerator, choose a Frigidaire refrigerator, because only Frigidaire has the Metermizer, simplest cold-making mechanism ever built. It's so dependable, it's sealed in steel, oiled for life. Ask your Frigidaire dealer to show you the Frigidaire refrigerator that will fit just your needs. And ask him to show you the Metermizer, champion cold maker of them all.
Hey, Lump, I
I couldn't get that Valentine for you. They done sold it.
Oh, me.
But I got you one for 50 cents.
50 cents? Why, you...
Now, don't get so excited. It's still cheaper than that, and you's going to save 35 cents on. I just figured it up. That thing cost you $110.56.
Lemon After Show is brought to you each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer and Frigidaire division of General Motors, manufacturers of a complete line of home appliances, air conditioners, and commercial refrigeration equipment. Ben Withers is played by Clarence Hartzell. The script is written by Roz Rogers and Betty Boyle, with music by Felix Mills. And so until next Sunday night, same time, same station, this is Wendell Niles saying... good night for Frigidaire, America's number one refrigerator. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.